Hello, everybody. Jim Malone coming to you live on Dallas Trading Floor. Well, it's Monday, and it looks as if the market is it was a little bit up today, and a little bit back, kind of a tale of two cities. Let's take a look at the spider really quickly, and kind of take a look there to see kind of what the direction of the market overall was today. We basically had a situation where the market did rally during the day. There seems to be resistance on the spider at about 415. That's what I'm sensing here. We did get all the way up to 412.63, and then we pulled back a little bit in the after hours. But we kind of have some serious resistance at that point. But what I really want to talk to you today about is gold stocks. It does appear that gold stocks are starting to make a move. And, they have been kind of over the last, I would say, 3 to 4 weeks. We've started to see a lot of strength coming into this mining area. There's really two areas of the market. There's the gold miners, and then there's all the other miners. And the ones that I want to focus on are the gold miners. That is currently the number one sector in the market. It is it's number one out of all the sectors. So it does appear that we're seeing a lot of money move into this sector. I want to show you a stock that I do own, and I think that it might be setting up very nicely for a potential buy here. Now, I don't know if you can see this on TikTok, but it is called Triple Flag Precious Metals, and the symbol on this one is TFPM. It's a Canadian company, and it's starting to move very nicely. Now, here's one of the things. Currently, the stock is trading for $16.63. It was up today, and TD Ameritrade, which is owned by the Toronto Dominion Bank, they have indicated that this is an outperform. They've raised their price target to $28 Canadian. That's approximately $25. So this one potentially, if everything went right, this could move up, maybe as much as 40%. So I want to take a look at the live chart here on TFPM. This is Triple Flag Precious Metals. Now, of course, this is just for demonstration purposes only. Obviously, this is not investment advice. But one thing I can say here is that I am an investor in Triple Flag, and I've seen some nice movement on it. Now, what we're seeing here is we've pulled back. We're relatively, I think we're in striking range of the 21-day moving average. So let's take a look. Yeah, we're 6.15% above the 21-day line, which ideally we want to be 5% or less than that, but it does look like we're pulling back. This might be a good entry point here. What I'm doing is I'm drawing a reversal line here, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to put that on as a reversal line. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, currently it's pulling back. It's pulling back to the 10-day line, and I think we're going to get some support there. We did today. The question is, will it pull back again? I think it possibly will. You could probably buy this one as it comes within about 5 to 5.5% above that 21-day line, about 16.25 or 30. That would be a good entry point here. I do think that this one is likely to be pretty strong, and part of the reason is if we look at the checklist, it has a 78% checklist, which is quite good. It's not perfect, obviously, but very, very good. And if we look at the pattern recognition, this is the AI portion, we're about 10% above the pivot in just 17 days. So that's pretty strong coming off of a consolidation base. So this is one you might want to put on your watch list. I'm in it currently. It's called Triple Flag Precious Metals. And I'm going to go over the weekly chart here real quick to kind of show you. It's a relatively new issue, so a lot of it is relatively new. But it has this is one of the things when you're looking at a relatively new issue. This is back in 21. What will happen is it'll come out and it'll IPO, and it'll come up to a peak, and then it will form typically like a base pattern, which it did here, and then it will come back up. Now, the ideal place typically to buy in something like this on an IPO is when it starts to exceed its higher high. And that's one of the things that's really, really good. We're basically 2.9% below that 52-week high. So if we look at this, you know, tactically, it's looking fairly good. The relative strength is 96 on this issue, meaning that it's in the top 4% of stocks currently. And the group, which is this oil, gold miner stock, this kind of gives you an idea of the entire area. Now, why, you know, right now we have a pullback, and I definitely think we're going to probably get hopefully another leg up here. But one thing you can see is the big money is starting to move into this area of these mining gold and silver. It's rated number one out of all of the areas in. There we go. All right. All right. So let's look at some of the other ones that we've got here just before we get into the questions. I want to go through about five or six stocks here that are setting up very nicely, and they're all in the gold area. So they're all in the gold area, and this is where the market is moving. The market is moving away from tech into some of these gold miners. So that's what we want to be. This is why I'm looking at it so in such a keen way. Now, these are the top rated gold stocks currently that I have found. One of them that I'm also in is GFI. This is a South African gold miner called Gold Fields, and it's a tremendous value. And the reason it is because it's quoted in Rand, and Rand is one of the least valued currencies in the world. But the interesting thing about it, gold sells for the same price worldwide. So basically what we're seeing in GFI, if you look at this, is that it's coming up, you know, and it's fairly close to the 21 day line, which is a good place to potentially make a move on it. It's 7.6% above the 21 day line, and the current relative strength on this one is 97. So if we look here at the if we look at it in terms of that, it is looking pretty darn good. The price to earnings ratio is 13 on this one. So for every share that you buy, it's producing about 13. It takes about 13 the price of the stock is about 13 times what it's producing every year. Now, if we look at the estimates on this last quarter, the sales were up 11%. Now, the actual profits were up 11%, but the sales were down. I expect we're going to see probably a pretty good quarter this quarter, mainly because the price of gold has moved up. So I definitely think this one is definitely in the running for consideration. So the symbol on this one is GFI Gold Fields. That's the stock here. Now, another one that I did buy today, I want to show you this. This is probably the best of all of the gold miners because they don't mine gold, actually. They own parts of gold mines, and they get the royalty streams on this. That's of this company, Franklin Nevada. Now, this is a little bit more expensive. Franco Nevada, FNV, owns an interest in about 340 gold mines, and it has been a top performer for a very, very long time, and I suspect that is not going to diminish. We're going to see probably some nice movement on this one as well. This is a very, very well-managed company, and if we go to the daily chart, you can see why I bought it and where I bought it. I bought it on the pullback, basically to this 21-day line. You want to try to buy as close to that as you possibly can. Currently, as of today, it's basically almost right on the 21-day line at 0.9% above the 21-day line. Now, the question is, will we get a bounce here? Well, we're starting to see a little bit of a bounce. I might have been a little early here, but as you can see, I'm going to draw a reversal line here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to set an alert on that reversal line. And as that moves above that, that's the ideal place probably to buy this based on what I am seeing. All right, let's take okay, this is a question from IE Mustachio. Are we saying that gold is going up? I'm long. Well, here's the thing about gold. Gold is a really strange commodity, and normally I don't recommend gold at all. Normally I'm not a buyer of gold, but I'll tell you what's happening. There is tremendous demand for gold right now based on the uncertainty of the debt market. It does look like Bitcoin is going to be destroyed. There was an interesting article today in CNBC about Bitcoin and about how some of the biggest bulls in Bitcoin are saying that, you know, Bitcoin is going to have some problems relative to that, because, you know, the central banks are stepping in and stomping on gold. I mean, it started with FTX, and it's that there's going to be some other problems in the Bitcoin market. Now, I'm not a prognosticator of Bitcoin. I'm not trying to hate on Bitcoin or anything like that. But here's the thing about gold that's different. If you have gold and it's physical gold, no central bank can tell you anything about it. You can put that in your mattress, and believe me, people in Asia are. There's a lot. The demand for gold is coming primarily from India and from China, and also from central banks. They're buying gold. And the reason that they're buying gold is they're uncertain about the American US dollar. They're also uncertain about a lot of other things too. Now, the interesting thing is, I'm not a fan of buying physical gold. Now, everyone's going to tell you about physical gold and how great it is, and good, you know, God bless them. But what I'm interested in are the gold miners. Why? Because it costs about $1,000 an ounce to produce an ounce of gold. But if the price of gold goes up to, say, over $2,000, the margins increase for these gold miners. So by looking at the gold miners that have the best royalty streams, the ones that are actually producing, not, you know, looking for it, you can do very, very well in periods like this. I've been through another, you know, in the past, I went through a gold cycle in the 70s, and believe me, it went up a lot. Now, it came down, and for 30 years, it hasn't done anything. So I'm not saying that, you know, for it, you know, gold is not necessarily the investment forever and ever. But I'm in the times of high inflation, people flock towards gold. The idea is not to buy gold, but to buy the gold miners. Why? Because they have leverage on the production of gold, which everyone is demanding. So it's like having something that everybody wants and everybody's throwing money at. So that's kind of what's happening now. All right, let's take a look at a question from Lisa. Thank you, Lisa, so much. TF, PM, and AGI. These are both gold stocks, by the way. Let's take a look at one that I own, TF, PM. And again, this is for educational purposes only, as we always say. So please, always consult before you, you know, make any investment decisions. But I do think that the Triple Flag Precious Metals is a good bet. Now I did invest in this one, so I definitely have some skin in the game here. It does look like we've formed a very, very long handle. Let's take a look at the formation here. As you can see, we're going out to the weekly, to the weekly charts here, going all the way back. And as you can see, we have this cup basis. It's a very, very long cup here. And then there's a little pullback, and this little pullback is where we're at now. Now, typically, if it comes down here to support, and support looks like on TFPM, oops, let's get that track that price. It looks like support is going to be right about 1585, about there. So we're a little bit above that. Now, the interesting thing that's happened with TriFlag is that we have seen, and I want to show you this because this is one that I did. I have been tracking pretty carefully. I don't always take. I take some of these recommendations with a grain of salt. But this kind of jumped out at me, and that was BMO, which is Bank of Montreal. They're indicating they raise their price target. This was today, by the way, 417. This was today. They raised it to 25. So if, you know, if that comes true, it could potentially go from 17 to 25. That's significant. Now the question, will it do that? Who knows? I mean, you never can, you know, it's an estimate. But it's looking fairly strong for this. And this is not a bad place to buy it. Why? Well, one of the main reasons it's a good place to buy it is because it's close to the pullback. It's close to the 21-day exponential. If we look at that, the 21-day exponential line is at 1568. So it's 6.15% above that. Now it's a little bit extended, but basically anything under 10 is looking fairly good. And of course, it's one of the top. If we look at group, by the way, this is the number one rated group, by the way. You'll notice that its triple flag is 2.9% off of its all-time high. So this is one of the reasons I own this one. I also own, now this Vox Royalty and DR Gold, the reason I'm not as excited about this is these are a little bit thin in terms of their, so I don't typically like them if they're that thin. But this is also why I own Goldfield, GFI, and I also bought Franklin Nevada today. These are very close to their highs. So as the stock moves above its high, that's where we're going to see the strength. If you look at this right now, you'll see that Goldfields, this is the South African one, and OR, I also own this one, are very high, have very high relative strength. But Triple Flag has a 98 relative strength. So this is something that's really spectacular, because this is actually one of the top in terms of the strength against the rest of the market. Oops, let's go over here to Triple Flag. I showed the whole group. I should just the one. Yeah. Okay. This is Triple Flag. Triple Flag has a 96 relative strength. So this is the top 4%. And you'll notice that it's up after hours. So very, very good. Let's look at AGI. This is another good one as well. Now, one of the things is there's many gold miners and they tend to run as a group. So you kind of have to pick the best spots to enter these. But if you bought Alamos Gold today, you're doing very well. Very, very strong relative strength, 97 relative strength. And you'll notice that it got support right at that 21-day line. Notice how it went down, bounced, and came back up. So that's a really good buy. If you bought here, you know, congratulate yourself, because that's excellent. Currently, Alamos is 2.34% above the 21-day line. That's a very, very good place to buy it. You'll notice, again, this is a typical formation. It'll come down, and then this is a cup, and it kind of overshot, and then it's pulled back down. And I do believe that the floor is at 21-day line. That's probably where it's going to settle. This one also relatively cheap stock, $13, but it's good. It's a Canadian-based company, and they do have good production of gold. Again, they're, you know, we're looking at some of the better, lowest-priced producers of gold in the world. So those are really, really good. All right, advice for teen traders. Well, let me get back to that sec. Let's look at BABA. This is one I probably would not recommend right now. This was good. You know, again, every dog has its day in the market. I mean, there are times for things, and then there are other times that just doesn't make any sense at all. And unfortunately, right now, this is Alibaba, and it is starting to wane once again. It came down, it bottomed at 79, and then now it's at 86, and it moved up, and then now it's starting to turn over again. My guess is on this one, if this rallies to the 50-day line, I may short this one. Why? Because I do think that if you look at the overall trend, and that's the key here, the overall trend on this is lower. So we just gotta, you know, it's a tough thing, but the overall trend on this is lower. So I probably would not be a buyer of here. I don't know if I would short it either. So I'm really of two minds on BABA, but I would not be a buyer. I'd be watch listing this one and waiting. I do think I want to show you a short that I did put on last week, and believe it or not, it was on CrowdStrike. CRWD is the symbol on that one. And CrowdStrike, it's just starting to just starting to roll over. Let me show you that. You know, I basically shorted it at about 133. Oops. Let's see if I can flip that camera. There we go. All right. So and now it's starting to make its downward trend. You see, it came up, and then I shorted it, and it's been moving down. I think I have a better chart here on the weekly. Let's see if I can get my markup tool here, so I can show you what I am talking about. All right, there we go. That's where I shorted it right here, basically 133.04. Currently, it's at 129. So it's lost about a little bit over 3.5. Now, my guess is it won't be able to hold this, and it will move lower than that. If it does, then we'll pick up some nice profit on the shorting of that. By the way, you can short you have to have a little bit different account. So it requires a level 3 options account to short, but you can definitely do that, and it's a good way to go. All right, Mr. Joka, let's take a look at Vale. This is a large miner. This is not a gold miner, but it is a miner, and they're big in copper, and that also is a good area. It's not quite as good an area as the gold miners. It's number 42 out of 197, but it's still pretty strong. Here's the thing. It does look like it's getting some support at about 14. It's up a little bit after hours. Good stock, but it just is. It's moved below on the weekly chart. It's moved below the 200-day line. Here's the thing. I would wait on this one to see if we've got a solid bottom on here. This is still in a downward trend. We don't want to buy. We never want to buy things in a downward trend, because we just don't know how far that downward trend is going to move. We just don't know if there's support there or not. So my thing with Vale here is I probably would watch this. There's been a lot of volume in terms of selling. You can see that this red is selling volume, and it's in a downward trend. So I probably would not be a buyer of Vale. It just does not look good to me. All right, let's look at Apple. And I think that the big cap techs, again, I really would like to buy them, but I just don't see where they can go next year in terms of profitability. Because here's the problem: that Apple, it's a fantastic stock, but it's kind of in a situation where it may be, it may be a slow mover. Now at 165, again, it's doing fairly well, and it's above the 200-day line, and it's close to the 21-day line. I just am not as interested in it. Why? Because consumer electronics and telecom products just aren't doing as well. So I would be a little bit leery about this one. I'm leery about it. It's the largest company, in terms of market cap, but I'm just a little bit leery about it here. I'd probably be waiting for 10 more days until the earnings. Here's one thing I want to do. I want to take a look kind of and compare, compare Apple, which I'm going to go from the first of the year. I'm going to compare it to an investment in let's say, I'm just trying to think of something that's good. Yeah, comparing it to possibly an investment in Franco Nevada. Now, there we go. Yeah. Now, Franco Nevada has been doing worse than Apple, but I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that Apple is going to continue to move higher. Here's the thing. I don't think I would buy it here. I would wait until it came down a little bit closer to the 21-day line before possibly buying it. Currently, it's at 1.43% above that. Here's the thing. It's down after hours. So if I were going to buy a position here, start to size the position, we're starting to see a handle here. I would wait to see if it comes closer to the 21-day line, possibly to 163. So I'd do a a limit order about at 163. See if we get another pullback. It did move up a little bit today, but it's off after hours. So I think this may be pulling back once more. And then I do believe, if you look at it, it just probably going to get support at the 20-day line. So that's if I was going to buy Apple, I'd probably be buying it here. So that's kind of my take on Apple, at least for right now. It's a good stock if you're in it and you have the right, you bought it right and you bought it, you know, below, you know, if you bought it down here in the 120s, just hang on to it, no problem. But if you're looking for an entry here, I would be a little bit concerned. A lot of these big cap techs, I'm not as bullish on. Now, I do want to show you a stock that I did increase my position in today, and that is ExxonMobil. XOM is the symbol for that one. And I did increase my position today on this one. It did break out. It's off a little bit after hours, but it was in this consolidation here, right there. And it did break out. Now, this is obviously a much slower moving stock. I bought it as it moved up to the resistance, and then it went sideways, and now it looks like it may be breaking out. Part of the reason is I'm seeing some volume come in here. So this is another one that you could possibly buy. We'll see how it trades tomorrow. It does look like it's off a little bit, but this is another one that you might, if you don't want to be in the gold sector, I still think that this, well, at least for right now, would be pretty, pretty good. ExxonMobil, it was up. Their earnings are spectacular. Their sales were up 12%, and their profits, and that's the key, quarter over quarter, 86%. Here's the thing that I really like about ExxonMobil. Right now, the price to earnings ratio, that means the price that you pay for one stock is equal to, it's like an 8 PE ratio. Now, the lower the better. So the cash flow on this stock per year is $20, which is absolutely incredible. It'd be nice if you could get that kind of return from a bank account, but you certainly can't. But you can buy ExxonMobil stock. This is a dividend aristocrat. It does pay a lot of dividends. If you want a stock that's probably going to do well in a downturn, this is one that you might want to take a look at. Now, can you buy it at this point? I'm going to take a look to see on the daily chart to see if we're close enough to that 21-day line. This is where I like to buy them, at the 21-day line. See, it came down to the 21-day line and then it moved up. The question is it going to give us some room to possibly get in? Yes, it absolutely is. It's only 3.7% above the 21-day line. So you could still enter the position here for ExxonMobil. So very, very good, very, very good deal. I can't see the whole screen. Can you adjust the phone? Okay, this is the problem that I have. Unfortunately, the best thing to do if you're taking a look at the screen is to jump over to YouTube. To jump over to YouTube at youtube.com/DallasTradingFloor. You'll be able to see the whole screen. Unfortunately, I can't directly broadcast to. The software I use is not available to directly broadcast to TikTok on, unfortunately. So it's a kind of a problem. I apologize for that. All right, let's look at D. This is Mr. Finance Fund. This is coming from Finance Fund. Let's look at D and C. See what we got. All right. This is Dominion Energy. And this is very much safety stock, good dividend payer. Not particularly exciting here. I'm not really into utilities all that much. Here's part of why I would not buy it. You'll notice how it's in a downward trend. This is the first thing that you check, by the way. When you're looking at a stock, you look at the chart. Typically, the daily chart will work very well. And you look to see kind of what direction is the stock moving in. Now, I know this sounds very, very simplistic, but it's definitely something that you need to look at because it's going to show you. Now, you notice how the trend of this stock is downward. It's going from like Seattle to Miami. So not a good way. We want it to be going up. Now, it did bounce here at 52, and it is above the 50-day line. But right now, Right now, the big institutions are getting rid of this stock. Why can I tell that? Well, the 200-day line is the 50-day line, which is this red line here, has crossed below that 200-day line. And that means that people are starting to sell it more than they're buying it, okay, over a period of 200 days. So this stock is not doing well in terms of the market. Now, it may be a great company, I'm sure it is, but it's in a downward trend. You don't want to buy anything in a downward trend if you can avoid it. So I would avoid this one right now. I just think that there's so much better merchandise out there. If you want to take a look and see what I'm talking about, I'm going to compare this stock that you're talking to me, D, and I'm going to compare it from the first of the year to ExxonMobil, because they're kind of both in the energy sector. One's electricity, and the other one, of course, is oil and gas. But let's take a look at them differently. And what I'm going to do is go jump on over to the comparison chart that we have between these two different energy stocks, one being oil and gas and the other one being oil and gas. You'll notice that since the first of the year, and this is the first of the year here, you'll notice that they started out the same. So if we invested a dollar in each, if we invested in ExxonMobil, we would have had about 7 more cents here. But if we invested in Dominion, we would have been down about 5 cents. So definitely both very stable stocks, both in the energy sector, but if you'll notice, not as good. So I would not be a buyer of Dominion. Basically, long story short, I would not be a buyer of Dominion at that point. I just, you know, because it's underperforming. And, you know, when something's underperforming, you don't want to be in it. All right, let's look for finance fun again. Let's look at OHI. Let's see if I can get that up for you. OHI. What is that? Is that International Heart? No, it's Dominion. Okay, Omega Healthcare Investors. Not one I'm familiar with either. So let's put the chart up here. And see. All right. So this one, Omega, again, same problem. We're in a downward trend. We really don't want to be, if we can avoid it, we don't want to buy things in a downward trend. You just don't want to do it. Because, you know, it's easier to, you don't want to catch a falling knife because you don't know necessarily where it's going to end up. You don't know where the bottom is going to be. So again, on this one, Omega Health Investors, you just don't want to buy it. Why? Because it's in a downward trend. You'll notice, though, one good thing is that the 200-day line is flattening out, but we haven't really bottomed yet. Also, the relative strength is 30. What that means, of course, is that 70% of the market is doing better. So again, we don't want to be in the part of the market where it's moving lower. So even though this is up in after hours, I would not be a buyer just based on this chart. It just doesn't look good. Let's look at, okay, can see the whole screen. I'm sorry about that on the whole screen. That's an issue that I have, and hopefully one day I'll be able to fix it, but I can't fix it now. Let's look at AAP. And this is for something from TikTok, Advanced Auto Parts. Same kind of problem, same kind of problem that we're having with Advanced that we're having with a lot of them. So I'm going to show you the daily chart, and then we're going to move over to the weekly chart. But again, just not what we want to see in that downward trend. We don't want to, it's in a downward trend. So I just don't like to buy stocks as they're going lower. It's just very hard for me to pick the bottom. So I wouldn't buy this one. We're below the 200-day line, and it just doesn't look good. Now, this is a great company, but overall, I would go no-go on this one. Let's go over to the let's go over to the weekly chart. You'll notice that again, a downward trend, and we just don't want to buy the downward trend. Now, it doesn't look like it's bounced. It looks like it's found support here, but again, I just don't like to trade stocks like that. What I'm looking for is I'm looking to trade in the top 20% of stocks. So that's one of the reasons I'm so interested in gold stocks right now. Why? Because that's the number one sector. sector of the market right now. All right, let's look at Tesla. One of my all-time favorite stocks. 2 years ago, I did extremely well in the stock. I think a lot of other people did too. Great company. As you can see, there's some of my notes from Tesla. Definitely love the company, but it's in a downward trend, at least for right now. It's in this downward trend. And we broke lower. Here's the thing that I've been hearing about Tesla. We have a relative strength of 22, not looking good. Unfortunately, 78% of the market is currently doing better than Tesla. So here's the thing about Tesla. I'm not good enough to find a bottom, okay? So I usually wait until it's bottomed, and then when it's moving up, that's when I'm buying it. But right now, it's in a downward trend. Now, here's the thing. Some of the people that bought it down here, you know, when it hit, you know, in the first of the year, when it hit, you know, when it was down here in around 105, they made out like a bandit. But I still think, you know, we've got a low here. We'll see. It's below this intermediate low of 163. So I just don't know where the next support is, but I wouldn't be a buyer here right now. I wouldn't be long Tesla. There's a lot of people that would be short Tesla. I don't know if I'd be short Tesla either, but we did get this move lower. Let's take a look. I'm just going to kind of zoom in a little bit on Tesla. Let's see if I can get a bigger so we can see it a little bit better. Yeah, there we go. Okay. So I'm just going to zoom on over here and show you. See, this right here was the downtrend. You know, we're below the 200-day line, not a good place to be. We're below the 50-day line. We're below the 21-day line, and we're below the 10-day line. So this is exactly opposite of the correct stacking that we want to see. Unfortunately, this is not looking good for Tesla at the moment. So I would not, you know, again, it's wait and see. I don't think I would be shorting Tesla here, but I don't think I'd be long here either. So I'm just going to kind of hang out, wait a little bit, see if we're going to get, we're going to get some better. Oh, what if you flip the phone vertically? I can't do that on this phone, unfortunately. I can only show it in the, I can only show it in this fashion. Let me just put that out there to everybody. And if you want to see the whole thing correctly, what we can, you can do is, go to YouTube. .com/DallasTradingFloor, just like that. So that's you can see the whole thing better. It's just easier. You'll be able to see it much better than, unfortunately, the way I have to present it. I haven't figured out a way to do a direct feed from my software. That's part of the problem that I'm dealing with, unfortunately. I wish I didn't have that issue. All right. Let's see. It's com. It's not cam. It's com. Yeah. Anyways, youtube.com/DallasTradingFloor. All right. Well, we're almost done here. Let's see, Baba. Oh, let's look at DraftKings. You know, there's been some pretty good action on some of the gambling stocks, especially in Macau. It's improving there. Let's look at DraftKings. Okay, come on, baby. DKKNG. There we go. There's DraftKings. And DraftKings is looking good, because we're in an upward trend on DraftKings. And there we go. You can see it better. Now, here's one thing you always want to look for when you're looking to buy a stock. Notice how there's a cup formation here. Now, I can't quite make it. I can only draw straight lines with my little marker here. But you'll notice that this is sort of a cup, all right? The high point is 2162. So if we draw the line across there, you notice how the stock came up and then it pulled back. It got resistance there. If it can move above about 2162, that is going to be a good buy. Also, notice the relative strength on DraftKings, 97. So that's looking very, very good. Very, very good. So would you buy it? Well, here's the thing. I would buy it if it moved above 2162. That's where I would buy it. We are a little bit extended on the 21-day line. We're 8% above that, but it's still looking pretty good. Let's look at the cup. Yeah, it's a cup. And if you'll notice, well, I wasn't quite right. I said 21. Yeah, I didn't know. 2162. Yeah, I was right. So the pivot, 2162, we're about 1% above that. If it can move past this 2162 and hold it, that's a buy signal. So very good. A good stock in a good area. It, Leisure Gaming and is doing very well. Leisure Gaming and Equipment. So that's a very good area to continue to watch. Let's look at PAAS. That's probably it for today. PAAS. Thank you very much for that one. There we go. Pan American Silver. This is not a company that I've been following, but it's in the right area. That's true. But look at this. It's in the right area. Gold and silver. That's definitely right. And it's pulling back to that 200-day line. The question is it going to bounce off that? Here's the thing. We want to wait until it bounces. So let's see how close to that 21-day, that 200-day line it is. Let me just see how close it is. Yeah, it's 5% above that. It's right at the 21-day line. This is not a bad place to buy this, by the way. Not a bad place to buy this. It looks like it's gotten some support here. Yeah, looks like it's got some support here. The relative strength is improving. Now, I'm not as excited about silver miners as I am about gold miners. Why? Because silver, there's a lot more silver than there is gold. Gold is used as gold is used by the central bank. So central banks are buying gold. They're not buying silver. But I like this action on this one. I think if you're going to own physical metal, you know, and again, I'm not an expert on this, but I think if you're going to own physical metal here, silver is probably better to own than gold. But if you're going to go for the mining stocks, I think you're better off with gold than silver. Just my opinion. So anyways, but thank you. That's a very good question. All right. Okay. All right. Oh, thoughts on Amazon. Let's do Amazon and that'll be it for today. AMZN, of course, is Amazon. A great company as well. AMZN. I haven't been doing much with it. Most of the big caps techs, I have not been really as active on as I have been with some of the other, like the gold miners. This is starting to make its move. Notice this is very interesting. I'm going to see if I can zoom into this on this for you. Maybe we can see this. Hopefully we can. Yeah. There we go. Okay, so what I'm trying to do here is zoom in a little bit on the action, and this is on the daily chart. So you'll notice, and this is really interesting, this is why you always like to buy. You can see that this line here, this is the 200-day line, this is resistance. You notice how it came up, it peaked its head above there, and wham, it came right back down. So right now, I wouldn't be a buyer of Amazon. I'd wait until it closes above that line. I'd wait until it closes above that line. That's sort of my deal. Now you can see where I shorted it here, and it went down, and then I rebought it. But that is Amazon. So very interesting action on Amazon. Let's take a look at the volume action. Yeah, a lot. Yeah, you'll notice there's a big volume spike yesterday. I mean, on Friday, excuse me, it pops above there, then pulls back, and they're selling today. So there's definitely resistance at the 200-day line. I would watch this and not go any further. All right, Palantir, Mr. George, Mike George, thank you for that question. Let's see if we can look at that one real quick as well. I'm trying to see if I can get Palantir. I did well. I haven't owned Palantir in a while. Just FYI, I did trade it though, and I do like the fact it's got a lot of good things on it. PLTR. And let's see. Let's see if we can go to the... there we go. So now we can see a little bit better. All right. We came down, and it looks like we did get a bounce at the 200-day line. You'll notice that there's a bounce there. Would I be buying this one? Well, I typically don't buy stocks that have a 38 relative strength. I just don't like that. They're just not good enough for me. I want a 80 or better there. I want an 80 or better on the relative strength. So I want to buy. You see, here's the thing about the market is you typically are going to get 80% of your profits in the top 20% of all stocks. So it's the 80-20 rule. It's the Pareto's law, as they call it. So what I like to do is I like to focus on stocks that are in that are in the top 20% with the relative strength. So that's one of the reasons why I just wouldn't be in the stock Palantir. Now, it may have a tremendous move. I don't try to call the tops or the bottoms. I'm a trend trader. I want to look at the trend of the stock, and I also want to buy it when it's in the top 20%, because if it's in the top 20%, that's where 80% of the profits are going to be made, just the way it is. All right. OPRA. Let's look at that one real quick, too. I don't know what that one is. OPRA. Thanks for that. And flip the camera over. OPO. There we go. It's an ADR. And Norway-based. Interesting. Browsers and telephones. Opera. Yeah, I know this. This is a good browser, by the way. It's up 11.15. It's good. It's got relative strength of 99. I'm definitely liking that. Definitely strong there. Internet 24. So that's looking good too. This is interesting stock. I haven't traded this one. So this trades as an ADR, which is an American Depository Receipt. So actually it trades in Stockholm, and then has American Depository Receipts that trade in New York. All right. Well, this is looking good. I mean, December numbers, sales are up 93%. This is interesting. It turned positive in December. So that was its first positive month. Let me see if I can concentrate a little bit more on that so we can see it. Get my ugly mug out of there. There we go. All right. So looking at the fundamentals here. It's looking good. It's got a PE of 38. That's pretty good for an internet stock. Return on equity 3%. Okay, we're doing the fundamental analysis here. We have 18 funds that are in it. Not a lot. So it's pretty thin. Yeah, it's pretty thin, but I like it. I mean, it's coming back. Now, where would I buy this? Well, if I was looking at the chart, I would wait on this one. I would kind of watch this one and see if it can continue up to about 1350. If it can get to about 1350, then I think it's going to move even higher. So it definitely looks like it's marching up the line. So we're not that far away from it. 22 cents. That's very significant. I wonder if there's any news on this. I just don't know. But it does look good. This is a very good stock. Watch listed. I wouldn't buy it here. I would wait to see if it can punch through the all-time high. This is a very important thing. Typically, with stocks that are this cheap, you want to make sure that they can push through their all-time high. And that really helps. I'd definitely be on a watch list on this one. So looking very, very good. All right, let's see. Do we have any more questions? Above 10. So you're saying above 10. Okay, yeah. I think that's about right. This is a logarithmic scale, so sometimes I'm wrong about this one. Yeah, okay, so that's, yeah. But I think you got to take into consideration this here. So let's see if it gets support. Let's see if it continues up on this trajectory. This is a pretty steep angle. You know, this could correct, and I want to see it kind of move above this area. I would probably be buying it only if it's above 12 or 1250. So I probably would try to buy it as it moves above there. Why? Because of this that we had back in the day. So that was back a fairly long time ago. That was back in March of 21. So, but this is its all-time high. So we're 3.8% above off of its all-time high. You know, this is not necessarily a bad place to buy it. But I think that, yeah, it's just a good stock. So very good. The all-time high, I guess, in the last 52 weeks is 1135. So it's pretty close to its all-time high. Yeah, so you could definitely make an argument for buying it. I can see it. This little line here is what they call the overhead supply. There's no problem with overhead supply at all. We're going to all-time high. So yeah, this looks like a very good stock. A very, very good stock. You're saying $10. Okay, I could see that. Definitely see that. Albertsons. Ooh, Albertsons. I just think there's going to be, with all this inflation, Albertsons is in trouble. They're closing stores. And no, it's Albemarle. Okay, wrong stock there. I was thinking about Albertsons. Albemarle, well, again, chemical specialty company and a downward trend, 18 relative strength pass. SQM. I just don't like to buy weak stocks. That's my main thing. This is an interesting company. I know this is a producer of fertilizer. This was good about a year ago. This was a really good stock about 6 months ago, but it has not been performing well since. It's printing money, though, interestingly enough. Look at their sales. This is because of the war in Ukraine. Look at how the sales have gone up and their profits are going up. But for some reason, even with a PE ratio of 5, which is incredible, we're in a downward trend. So I would wait to see if we've got a bottom here. We might have a bottom. Let's see if this is the ADR. Let's look at the daily chart. See if there's any support. Yeah, see, we had this gap down. I don't like gap downs either. So the question is, okay, here's what I would say on this one. You could short this one, but it would have to probably come up to at least the 50-day line once again. So I'd have to come into the 50-day line, short it at the 50-day line. But I wouldn't go long on this one. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so very much for taking a look at the show. By the way, if you're not already on our Action Trade Alerts list, you know, we put out stuff for free on that. So super easy to get on. All you have to do is go to www.dallastradingfloor.com. Hopefully you can see that. DallasTradingFloor.com and sign up for the email list. And you can unsubscribe at any time, but it's a good way to stay in touch with stocks. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. If I could ask a favor from people, and that would be if you could like the show, it really helps us a lot. If you could like it, if you're on YouTube, please subscribe as well. If you're on TikTok, just smash that like button. Not the small smash like that, or the big smash like this. So smash the like button, please. Please like us, and we'll be back tomorrow, hopefully with some more good buy points. And tell your friends if they haven't already tuned in to Dallas Trading Floor, tell them about it, and because it helps us defer the costs. And hopefully have a good night. And thank you very much, everybody, for taking a look at the show. And I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully, if everything goes right, which it should. And get back tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Till then, of course, if I can get it right. Till then, everybody, happy trading.